Today's words of wisdom, SOS, a quick action to stop global warming, will be presented in Spanish and English, with subtitles in Arabic, Alsacian or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Thai, Turkish, Urdu, and Spanish.
México o los Estados Unidos Mexicanos están localizados en el sur de América del Norte. Su capital es la Ciudad de México, una de las ciudades más grandes de la Tierra. México es el sexto país más grande de las Américas y el quinceavo más grande del mundo. Tiene una población de aproximadamente 106 millones y por lo tanto es el onceavo país más poblado. Esta bella nación posee numerosos lugares calificados por la UNESCO como sitios Patrimonio de la Humanidad, tanto culturales como naturales.
Entre los sitios culturales, México presenta la antigua ciudad maya de Calakmul, el Tajín, una ciudad prehispánica, y las pinturas rupestres de la Sierra de San Francisco, por nombrar algunos. Los listados de sitios naturales según la UNESCO incluyen las islas y áreas protegidas en el Golfo de California y el Santuario de Ballenas de El Vizcaíno. Durante casi 3.000 años, México fue el sitio de varias civilizaciones amerindias. Las culturas mesoamericanas, como las de los olmecas, los mayas y los aztecas. Hoy en día, México alberga una riqueza de culturas únicas. Cada región cuenta con una cultura y lenguajes característicos.
En años recientes, México se ha tornado más proactivo en sus esfuerzos por proteger el medio ambiente, incluyendo la tema urgente del calentamiento global. En 2008, México fue alabado en el reporte de Banco Mundial Menos Carbono, América Latina enfrentada al desafío de cambio climático, por su Estrategia Nacional de Cambio Climático para reducir millones de toneladas de emisión de carbono.
Para informar al público acerca de la gravedad del calentamiento global y sus soluciones, los funcionarios del gobierno del estado de Veracruz organizaron varias conferencias de cambio climático, en las cuales la maestra suprema Xin Hai fue convocada como la invitada de honor especial. Durante estas conferencias, la maestra suprema Xin Hai cortésmente compartió sus percepciones y el mensaje de la solución individual más efectiva e inmediata para mitigar el calentamiento global, la dieta vegana.
Ahora les invitamos a unírsenos en la parte 5 de la retransmisión en 6 partes de la videoconferencia en vivo con la maestra suprema Xin Hai, titulada SOS, acción rápida para frenar el calentamiento global, el 16 de noviembre de 2009 en Orizaba, Veracruz, México.
It's true that the big companies and lobbies are powerful. But we are more powerful. We are more than them. We are more in number. We just stopped using, eating, buying animal products. Then these corporate will just disappear in no time. So the power is in our hand. Now, another way we can win over the animal industry is to promote organic vegan farming to replace animal agriculture. Mr. Howard Lehman, who was a fourth generation cattle rancher, was one of the first to develop his ranch into a factory farm business. But after seeing the huge damages to the environment, the animal cruelty and his own life-threatening health problems due to meat consumption, he quit. He changed. he became vegan, lost 130 pounds, and thus saved his life, and has become a high-energy, charismatic advocate for organic vegan farming and the vegan diet himself. He calls himself a hardcore vegan who knows that no animal has to die for him to live. He is very, very inspiring individual. There's another farmer, you know, who had a concentrated pig farm, and his business wasn't even doing well at all. After rediscovering his true love for the intelligent, loving pigs that he had been suppressing in his heart since childhood, he quit his farm. He quit his animal farm. He switched to growing organic vegetables and did much better financially than before when he was still selling pigs. And as a hobby, he brought his now pet pigs to schools to show children how wonderful the pigs are. And yet, we have another farmer, pig farmer, now runs his own delivery company of organic vegetables. These are just a few examples of livestock farmers who choose to go into the vegan or organic vegan business, from the US to Iran to Vietnam to Taiwan. They changed because they had got new information, sometimes from other people, that there are better ways to be a farmer, a true farmer, who grows life-sustaining products and works in harmony with the land. We too can be the ones who inform, who talks to the animal farmers one by one about the harms of meat and the benefits of organic vegan. We can do that. Some of them may already want to change to organic vegan farming, but maybe they don't know how. As the international demand is growing now for organic vegan food, I myself heard that a comprehensive national organic program has been developed in Mexico, in your country. I'm also happy to hear of these newly turned compassionate farmers, because if they remain meat farmers in the afterlife, they would not be in a good place at all. They would be in a very terrible, horrible, frightening place, which we might call hell. So I hope the people in the meat industry know this and save their souls. But please, Señor Cisneros, we have the reason to be encouraged. You see, there is a growing, mighty league of people and organizations who are campaigning for the interests of all humans and the animals in their own diverse ways. Some of these advocates, whether for health, for the planet, for compassion, or for all these, are, for example, best-selling author John Robbins, Dr. T. Colin Campbell, and Kathy Freston. These are famous, successful people. Hollywood actor James Cromwell and Daryl Hannah. Famed Beatle founder Sir Paul McCartney. The famous scientist Dr. Jane Goodall, chair of the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, and Nobel Peace Prize laureate Dr. Rajendra Pachauri. Government leaders like European Parliament's Vice President Mr. Edward Macmillan Scott, Manika Gandhi of India's Parliament, Dennis Kucinich of the US Congress, active organizations like Physicians Committee of Responsible Medicine in the US, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, Human Society of the United States, and so on, as ones who have helped to awaken countless people to the reality so that they can change their lifestyle for the better. These are the true pioneers of the fields and rightful stars and heroes of our time. Finally, everyone should also know that climate change will spare no one. If we don't change, we won't have a planet left. Then everyone from rich and powerful to poor, leaders to citizens, humans to animals, all will be gone, disappear. Do we want this day for our planet? Please tell me yes or no.
No. No, we do not.
No.
No. Gracias. Me neither. I don't want it. I want to save my planet. No safe box full of money, no big bank, no other lobbying in the world can save anyone at all if the planet's gone. So this isn't for the interest of myself or any particular group. This is in the best interest of our humankind and the whole planet's survival. I want you to have a big applause for all the heroes that I have listed above. To thank them and to help them to continue, encourage them to continue. Now, your second question. Please be informed that there are many successful ways to encourage or assist people to adopt the vegan lifestyle. Aside from spreading flyers about all the benefit of the vegan diet, be it health, environmental, and spiritual benefit, there are other effective ways. As the saying goes, the way to a person's heart is through the belly. So many people nowadays are very interested in becoming vegetarian or vegan, but they don't know how, because they never cooked them before. But actually it's very simple. Replace the piece of meat with a piece of vegetarian protein, and it's the same. Cook the same like before. But we can show them, you see, by teaching people how to cook vegan dishes, or open more vegan restaurants to make money for yourself and to help people adapt to the new diet and make it convenient for people to change. Since a long time ago, I have also encouraged our association members to offer veggie cooking classes to the public to show people that vegan dishes are superb in taste, excellent in nutrition, and satisfying to the stomach. And of course, it does wonders for our conscience. More recently, as time is really running out, I ask my people to go all out as much as possible to spread the benefits and the know-how of the vegan diet, like opening vegan restaurants. I also had the idea of a chain of vegan restaurants that would serve fast, tasty, nutritious vegan dishes called Loving Hood. And it did came to fruition. There are many of them now, more than 90 in many different countries, Loving Hood restaurants are opened, from Taiwan to France to the United States to Australia. They open in busy places like shopping centers and main intersections. People can open vegan restaurants also, everyone. And every time a new location opens, customers are also happy and say that if they could eat this kind of food every day, they would be vegan in no time, no problem. Families like it, parents like it, their children like it, and because it's healthy. Business people like it because it's tasty and convenient. Students love it because it's affordable and gives them energy, etc. They don't go for it necessarily because it's vegan, but because they really think it's just normal, great food. Or, as the customer, young and old report, even better than meat. So by making vegan cuisine and products more accessible to people, it becomes a real alternative. We can open a vegan shop, vegan restaurant, etc. Yeah? And many of our association members also set up vegan product companies, vegan cafe, vegan trailers, vegan food carts, and I also suggest that they could sell simple vegan food deli or on the weekends, on the street or near schools to spread the trend. And these have had a lot of success. Even the small-scale enterprises were successful, meaning they simply cook a big batch of vegetable buns or sushi, for example, on the weekend and go out and sell them. And they sell more and more all the time. People love it, saying they can't believe it's meat-free, yet so delicious. So the more familiar and positive people feel about vegan food eating, the more easily they could switch to this lifestyle. We can help make it easy for others, introduce them to the veggie meat protein food alternatives, and tell them where they can buy it. We have all information on the internet. On our website also, www.suprememastertv.com. For example, at their local supermarket nowadays, there are many choices of all kind of veggie beef, pork, shrimps or tuna, soy milk, soy ice cream, vegan mayonnaise, even. Even tofu can be so flavorful and versatile if you know the right tips on how to cook it. So to help people transition to the vegan diet, I also made a short and easy program they can follow. It's called How to Veg for Starters, and it's very simple. 1. Veg before you shop. I mean eating vegan food before you shop so you don't feel hungry when you're in the supermarket. 2. Go straight to the veg section of the supermarket. 3. Get veg recipes from internet or from friends or from a vegan organization. So many on the internet, you can never run out of it. You can also download free recipes and cooking shows, international cooking shows, from suprememastertv.com/VEG. 4. Make supportive new veg friends. 5. Get info about veg benefits. 6. Spread the veg trend. 7. Feel like a saint. Isn't that a nice lifestyle? So, we make it a positive and fun new trend for people. Show them the great food, tell them all the countless and immediate benefit for their health and happiness and to save the planet for their children. And many of them will welcome this approach. Thank you, Mr. Cineros, for caring and doing your part as a vegetarian. God bless you.
Thank you.
And I wish you all the success in this endeavor to introduce veg to others. You're welcome.
Many, many thanks, Supreme Master Chinhai, for your most loving answer. And thank you, Mr. Edgar Espinosa, for your insightful question.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of Some Aspects of Health and Healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Also, after the birth of the baby, care must be exercised not to kill any animal in order to feed the mother with meaty delicacies, and not to assemble many relatives to drink liquor or to eat meat, because at the difficult time of birth, there are innumerable evil demons, monsters, and goblins who want to consume the smelly blood. By ignorantly and adversely resorting to the killing of animals for consumption, they bring down curses upon themselves, which are detrimental to both the mother and the baby. Kasithigarbha Sutra. Be careful during the days immediately after someone's death, not killing or destroying, or creating evil karma by worshipping or offering sacrifice to demons and deities, because such killing and slaughtering committed, or such worship performed, or such sacrifice offered, would not have even an iota of force to benefit the dead, but would entwine even more sinful karma into previous karma, making it even deeper and more serious. Thus, delay his rebirth to a good state. Karma means retribution. Kasithigarbha Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius. Essenes.
I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adilila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata anew.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been specially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutrakatanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds and nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Next, we will read a question that has been forwarded from Peru by Mr. Pedro Alemant, vegan, musician, and animal activist. Mr. Alemant writes,
people enjoy time with dogs and cats, and they always talk about respecting them. However, people eat other animals. What is your opinion about this?
Hello, Señor Alemant. First, gracias por ser vegano. I would like also to know how people can have the heart to eat the moving, living, sentient, intelligent, loving creatures, cows, pigs, chickens, fish, etc., are no different from our beloved animal companions. Perhaps people would do differently if they could just see their piece of meat for what it is, as real beings who had a strong will to live in dignity but had to die in anguish. There are many stories in the news about cows who run away to escape being slaughtered. They even run to the police station for refuge. You know that. There was one such case of a cow who was seen in the streets of New York City even, because he escaped. And one of the animal control staff was so moved by the cow's plight that she said until now she never made the connection that this sweet innocent cow with a face, with a will to live, would become her ground beef or her beefsteak. She said this realization hurt her heart, and she vowed that she and her family would be saving some more lives, like this cow's life. She became vegetarian on the spot. This cow was no different nor special compared to the rest of the thousands of her kind, murdered every day for meat. But just by seeing her as an individual, that she is a living, breathing, feeling creature, person's heart could change. So all it takes is a change in the way we see these animals, and for many of us, our compassion would awaken naturally. It's just that mostly all the farms, the animals, the suffering, the agony are hidden from our view. We only see the neatly packaged product that don't resemble who it originally was or where it has originally come from. If people can just understand other animals as being exactly the same as our dogs and cats and horses and birds, they will change. The so-called farm animals are same as our so-called pet animals, same in emotions, same in intelligence, or more even. Same in loving quality, same in attachment and loyalty, same in playfulness and love of life. For example, many researchers say that pigs are more intelligent than dogs in some ways, and more intelligent than a 3-year-old human child. Can you imagine killing a 3-year-old human child with intelligence and feeling to eat? The pigs are more intelligent than a 3-year-old human child. We cannot kill the pig to eat. That's very cruel, very gross, very unacceptable. But because people are so misinformed, that's why we do what we do. But from now on, if we are informed and if we want to save the planet, we have to stop killing any animals at all. People who live with chickens often report that each one has a distinct personality. Dr. Leslie Rogers and Dr. Chris Evans of Australia it separately found that chickens are not only very socially complex, but they are as mentally capable as monkeys. And monkeys are very intelligent, we all know that. Both chickens and sheep can recognize and remember the faces of dozens of others of their kind just by seeing pictures of their faces. Even fish are incredibly intelligent and sensitive. Israeli scientists taught some fish to get food from listening to a particular sound, and after 5 months, they still remember what they learned. Imagine? And this is not to talk about the tremendous invisible benefits these animals could bring to humans' lives and homes, even the fish. Mother cows, when their babies are sold off to another farm, are known to go through all odds to break out of their own farms and travel sometimes 30 miles in unfamiliar land to be reunited with their child. And we eat the cow who has such a love, such intelligence? If we know this, we can't, just because we did not know. People can find out more about the animals they eat if they dare to open their hearts by books or by visiting Animal Sanctuary, or they can watch our program on suprememastertv.com/AW for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, which has many interesting programs that reintroduces us to our fellow animal friends. You can tell people all this so they will change themselves. We have lived so long with them on this planet. It's about time that we should get to know them, make friends with them for the wonderful, respected, and noble beings that they are. Thank you for being concerned. God bless you.
Thank you, Master, so much. for your wonderful answer and full of love. And Mr. Pedro Alemán in Peru, we appreciate your caring question.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food. Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming. Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
And the last question is from Mr. Mauro Alberto Torres Valadez, a vegan and distributor of cultural books in Mexico City.
Buenas tardes, maestra.
Buenas tardes.
Muy honrado en saludarla. Maestra, cuando nos volvemos más y más espirituales y comprendemos que todos los seres son hijos de Dios, podemos comunicarnos con ellos. Algunas almas son lo suficientemente afortunadas para comunicarse con los animales y las plantas. ¿Podemos también comunicarnos con las fuerzas de la naturaleza? Y si es así, ¿cómo podemos desarrollar esa habilidad de hablar con el agua, la tierra, el viento, el fuego, etcétera? También podemos hablar con los tornados y huracanes y poder detenerlos. Podemos también hablarles a las almas de los consumidores de carne en un nivel espiritual y pedirles que cambien.
Sí, very interesting question, señor Torres Valares. ¿Cómo está, señor?
Bien, maestra, muy honrado de saludarla.
Muy bien. Good question. Buena pregunta. Yes. You are right, señor. We can communicate with other beings through developing our spiritual connection with the universe. The elements of nature are not lifeless, inert things. Many of the forms in nature are manifestations of great divine consciousness, such as the mountain, the seas, the rivers, the planets, the sun, the stars, etc. They are animating love and benevolent quality to benefit other creatures on this planet. We can talk with them and hear them speak to us if our level of consciousness is developed enough. Actually, we are all connected with every being in the universe. So everything we do, say, and think affects the atmosphere and those around us. We already are talking through the vibration that we send out every day, the positive or negative energy that we emit. Because we are also made of vibrations and energy, a very simple example is that we know our mind affects our body's health. If we think too many negative thoughts or have an angry or worrying attitude, we get headaches, high blood pressure, sometimes pain in the neck, we say, yes, and ulcers in the stomach. Now, some scientists have discovered that our mind can also influence others' physical health as well. Imagine that. So, for example, there are many studies on hospital patients with heart disease on AIDS. etc. Some people were asked to pray for a group of these hospital patients without the patient knowing. And researchers call it healing intentions. And the health of the patients who were prayed for improved much more than the group of patients who were not prayed for. All the studies found this effect also on plants and biochemicals in test tubes. They physically responded differently to people's thought. That's why the Buddhist teaching say to keep pure thought, speech, and actions. That's why Jesus Christ said, "Do not judge, so that you may not be judged. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you." Because our intention alone provokes a reaction. As you suggested, it would be nice to talk to the souls of meat eaters and ask them to change. However, as pure as the human soul is, it has been covered by too much dust, that is, our habits and misinformation that we collected over our lifetime, or over many lifetimes, actually, if we can see back to the past lives. In fact, under some special circumstances or hypnotism, people can see their past lives as well and prove it. On top of that, we eat meat, a heavy, violent, suffering-filled substance that has blocked our ability to communicate with each other telepathically, with each other even, from human to human. That is why we still need to provide physical information and use spoken words and written language for people to process the truth. People mostly are good people. It's just that they are too busy to even stop and think about where their food comes from and how it affects them and their planet, much less think about how the meat-producing process is endangering their lives and their only planet. So we can pray inside that the people will change, but it is also important for us to translate our noble intention into tangible actions, to change people's minds and their hearts. As for talking with tornadoes and hurricanes, we must understand that such natural disasters are the consequence of the negative energy in our atmosphere. And this negative energy in our atmosphere is created by our feelings, our thoughts, and actions of either hatred, violence, and of killing so many humans and innocent animal lives. Even if we managed to talk to one of them and to stop one storm, how can we stop the next and the next? If we don't change our disaster-breeding, provoking way, then disaster will never end. I'm also in tears whenever there is a natural disaster anywhere in the world. My heart aches for the suffering of the people. I feel what they feel, and I'm very, very much saddened. But we can only stop the disaster once and for all by tackling the root problem, that is, by stopping the killing of human and mass murdering of innocent animal lives. Only when we walk in peace and love on this earth will the earth and nature respond peacefully to us. As we sow, so shall we reap. That's what is said in the Bible. Only when we are compassionate and vegan, meaning we don't harm any other creature, can we be protected from harm. If we protect others, we'll be protected. And as more of us become vegan, the spiritual consciousness of humankind can be elevated higher. The doors of communicating with the other beings of nature might be open at that time, as you would like. But first, let's continue striving to touch people's hearts and minds to change to a vegan lifestyle. and to love the precious animals and our respected planet. Then the changes in our world could happen in more surprising speed than you think. Muchas gracias, Señor Torres Valares. God bless you for being a vegan.
Thank you so much, Supreme Master Chinhai, for your profound answer. And thank you, Mr. Alberto Torres, for your thought-provoking question.
I'd like to thank you, our distinguished speakers and guests, for your very important questions concerning this urgent issue. Our most profound appreciation, Supreme Master Chinhai, for your illuminating responses during the question and answer period. Everyone's collaboration is so important in this urgent time.
Right.
We can reverse global warming and save the planet by adopting a vegan diet. We pray that every heart and every soul on this planet awakens to Earthlings' collective, noble mission. And together, we can move forward into a glorious and bright future.
So be it.
Es una conferencia que me ha movido mucho. Tantas cosas que desconocemos, tantas cosas con respecto a nuestra tierra, pues al lugar donde vivimos, que hacemos tantas cosas en la vida diaria afectándola a la madre tierra, que yo siento que como seres humanos pues cobramos un poco de conciencia al escuchar toda esta información tan importante que nos han otorgado, que yo siento que es algo muy preciado y que no nada más debe quedar en nosotros por este momento, sino poderla transmitir, poder invitar a la gente a que participe en este programa tan importante que ustedes llevan a cabo en todo el mundo. Transmitimos información a través de preservar los recursos ecológicos, de evitar la tala, pero algo muy importante que debemos concientizar, yo creo que es el evitar el consumo de carne. Debemos hacer algo por salvar al planeta. Maestra, yo quisiera decirle que la labor que usted hace es una labor increíble, es una labor muy grande, que de veras que Dios le dé fuerza para seguir adelante y que ojalá podamos salvar a nuestro planeta. Sé ecológico, sé vegetariano, salva a nuestro planeta.
Después de escuchar esa interesante conferencia, nos abre un panorama muy especial para los que son emprendedores y microempresarios. Hay que regresar a tomar de la tierra lo que tenemos la oportunidad de nutrirnos, interesantemente, pero también con una mentalidad de ver un futuro más próximo. Va a ser una enorme oportunidad para ayudarnos nosotros también a ese cambio, al cambio que es necesario y sobre todo a mejorar en salud, a mejorar mentalmente, a ver una vida más próspera y llevarle ese mensaje a nuestros hijos. El deseo, maestra, nuestro cariño, nuestro agradecimiento y a ustedes por esta noble labor y el cambio. Y vamos hacia ese cambio y salvemos el planeta.
Gracias por su presencia ecológica en el episodio de hoy de Palabras de Sabiduría. Por favor, acompáñenos otra vez mañana en la parte 6 de la retransmisión de la videoconferencia en vivo. SOS, acción rápida para frenar el calentamiento global. Música y poesía sigue a continuación después de noticias de interés. Sigan con nosotros en Supreme Master Television. Que Dios bendiga al planeta con paz, amistad y armonía.
Thank you for your eco-friendly presence for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow for part 6 of the rebroadcast of the live video conference, SOS, a quick action to stop global warming. Music and Poetry is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May God bless our planet with peace, friendship, and harmony.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.